If you're an athlete, you know the greatest motivator of all is the fear of letting your teammates down. After all, a team is only as good as its weakest link. So you owe it to those wearing the same jersey as you to be your best every time you step on the field. That's why there's no vape in team. When you vape, you can expose your lungs to toxic chemicals that can damage your lungs. If you're a step behind, the team's a step behind. Brought to you by The Real Cost and the FDA.
This week in PlayStation, we're talking about the PlayStation Portal's release date, the price increase for PlayStation Plus, and justifying your PlayStation purchases. We'll have all this and more because this is PSI Love You XOXO. What's up, everybody? Welcome to the show. That's Blessing. I'm Greg, and you can get PS I Love You XOXO over on patreon.com/kindoffunny. There, you can watch us record it live. That way, if we screw anything up, say in the intro, you would see that outtake. Of course, you'd also get it ad-free and get dozens of monthly episodes of exclusive content. If you have no bucks to toss our way, support us on the Epic Game Store, Fortnite, Rocket League, or Fall Guys with the creator code KINDAFUNNY. You can get PS I Love You XOXO for free with ads and without the exclusive content on youtube.com/kindoffunnygames and podcast services around the globe. Thank you to our Patreon producers, Jedi Master Deadpool, Delaney Twining, and Logan Delaney.
The Delaney Brothers.
The Delaney Brothers.
Today we're brought to you by Rocket Money and Netflix's One Piece, but let's start with a PSN message from
I love the Spider-Man PS5 we got.
I love everything that's going on. Of course, yes, PlayStation sent us FTC, you know, don't yell at us kind of thing. PlayStation sent us the limited edition? Limited edition.
For sure.
Ah, the controller!
Oh, God, I didn't know it was there.
Limited edition PlayStation 5 for Spider-Man 2 here. Blessing, this is your first time really seeing it out of
Yeah, I was a hater when they revealed it. If you remember on that PS I Love You, I was talking a lot of shit. Yeah. Seeing it in person, it looks cooler than what I thought. It still isn't my favorite, but I think it looks better in person.
Again, you sat down and saw it when you spin all the way to the back.
All black with the white spider, that makes it
That's way better than what I thought. I wish it was the whole way that way.
And but also, again, I wish the white spider was more centered.
Yeah,
I think having it in the dead center would be actually cooler, but I still like it being there within like the dead black.
I, of course, did an unboxing on TikTok.
com/@kindoffunnygames,
where you should go and catch all the stuff we're putting up, including stuff about some Xbox game nobody cares about. But when I did the unboxing,
you're wearing the suit.
I'm just wearing an astronaut suit, right? It's not necessarily tied together. Oh, I assure you, isn't even like Spirit Halloween quality astronaut suit.
Gotcha.
Don't be looking for anything.
I thought you had a Starfield.
I wish
suit.
I had a full brand. They got the collector's editions out there. It comes with a patch.
I'm
not gonna put it on this thing. Anyways, when I unboxed this one over there and stuff, that was my critique as well. Where it's like, personally, I loved my. Because I used it from that day forward, red,
the PS4.
White, PlayStation 4, where it was just hot. The red one, big old white spider on it. So I wish they had gone with this one and done the entirety in black with the big old white spider on it.
Yeah.
But I do understand, as I pointed out, and I could just buy a white spider decal and put it on the black plates I already have. Like I've done that with my Ghostbusters one you've seen out there.
Yeah.
What do you think of the controller? The controller I like because it is more what I think we want.
Yeah.
Which is just a black controller, white spider.
Yeah. See, yeah, I like this. Like, I think the thing for me with the PlayStation is just that, like, I think because it's half and half,
yeah,
and then the tendrils are taking up so much of the, you know, center area of the PS5. It just feels like a lot to me. But the PlayStation controller, you have most of it being black, right? And then you kind of have just the side of it with the tendrils taking over, and so you have a bit more of a, you know, it's just like it's more of an accent as opposed to the entire thing.
Yeah.
And I like it. And you still have the white spider in the center of it.
Yeah.
Which
God,
is,
I'm so excited to get this tomorrow.
You got this?
I'm getting the controller tomorrow. I was too slow on the faceplates, which was unfortunate.
Gotcha.
Yeah, I like this a lot.
Okay, good. Let's stay with Spider-Man 2. And start with our PSN message. Of course, you can write in for free to be part of the show at kindoffunny.com/PSILY, just like Derek did, who says, will we get a Miles Morales 2? And if so, will it be a short story or a full-length game like Spider-Man?
Ooh.
Of course, Blessing, Spider-Man came. Everybody loved it.
Yep.
We got some DLC. Most people didn't play it, and those who did were like, eh. And then, for the launch of the PlayStation 5, we got Spider-Man Miles Morales. Of course, a quicker, shorter game that then, you know, helped us get here to Spider-Man 2 as we are closing in on the bigger, meatier, huge open world game.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think Insomniac and PlayStation do the same thing again?
I think this might be a controversial take, but I hope not.
Yeah, you didn't like it. You don't like Miles Morales.
I mean, I thought Miles Morales was okay. One of the things that took me out of it was the fact that it was so short, and I felt like Miles Morales as an individual character deserved to have a bit more of a fleshed out, longer, more deep story than what he got in the Miles Morales game. And I think the reason why we might not is the fact that I think as we're getting Spider-Man 2 is going to have so much more Miles Morales integrated with it, and I wouldn't be surprised if, like, depending on how Spider-Man 2 goes, maybe Peter Parker's out of the picture by the time we get to Spider-Man 3, and that is the Miles Morales game, right? Yeah. Like, Spider-Man 3 might be the next step into, and this is just me saying things now, but, like, what if it's Miles and Gwen? Or
I was going to say, like, that's a little bit of where my head's at in terms of it. I think Insomniac and PlayStation found a lot of success with Miles Morales, right? Mm-hmm. And this idea that, hey, we can keep working on the gigantic AAA open world, turn your head, freak you out, game of the year candidate, which we all hope Spider-Man 2 is, right? Like, that gigantic game. And we can make something smaller to tide people over and keep them invested in the universe. And even though Miles deserves as much as possible, give them a, hey, so you saw him at the end reveal his powers. We don't want Spider-Man 2 to be his origin story.
Yeah.
So here's this thing of really him getting the suit and becoming the Miles that he's going to be. I think there's something that they could do again in this game, whether that be, hey, we introduce Gwen, we introduce Ghost Spider, whether it be, you know, how are we leaving Venom? How are we leaving the symbiote at the end of this game?
Yeah.
There's been this whole conversation that it isn't Eddie Brock that we see as Venom. So we've had so many theories of, well, it starts with Harry, maybe it jumps to Peter, but then it jumps to Kraven, and he's got the teeth. Is that from the lizard? Is that,
yeah,
like, this thing could very well end up on Eddie Brock. It could very well end up on anybody. And if so, is that then the anti-hero we get an interstitial layer?
And that would be sick. If we got a game called Spider-Man Venom,
yeah,
already that title is selling so well.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Oh,
that is God. That's a best-selling video game right there. Yeah. And I think there's so much you can do that's fresh in that, of having the main character of that game be Venom and give you like this different side of Spider-Man-like gameplay, but now you are more tanky. I think the other thing that comes into play here with, do they do another interstitial type Spider-Man game, is the fact that we have Wolverine as well. And,
well, I don't want to get crazy, but I was thinking, is that how the interstitial ends?
Oh,
the bridge to Wolverine.
Yeah. See, well, I was going to come at it from the side of how much is too much when we're talking about superhero games coming from Insomniac, right?
Sure.
Like, does that studio get tired and go, we just put out 3 Spider-Man games, we're putting out a Wolverine game, do we want to really put out a fourth Spider-Man game in between the next Spider-Man game, or do we want to go back to the well and do Ratchet, or do we want to do a new IP, or do we want to do Resistance? They'll never do Resistance, but, like, there are other options.
Give it up, ladies and gentlemen. Stop calling for Resistance.
There are other options on the table that I think you might want to look into as Insomniac. That doesn't just revolve around Marvel superheroes.
Of course, yeah, and we'll be interested. I imagine you're still going to see that spun up from Insomniac, non-Marvel stuff, non-superhero stuff, but I think they have enough teams going where they could, and I'd be fascinated, you know what I mean, especially from all the conversations I had with Brian Intihar for Spider-Man PS4, like, both before and after, right, of, like, this was the dream, you're doing this thing, you're blah, blah. How does he feel, you know, so many years later, about to cross the finish line of Spider-Man 2, and, like, yeah, do you want to break, or is it still, I get to fucking play in my own Spider-Man universe?
Yeah,
because that sounds like, I'd be like, do you want to, hey, Greg, you've made 3 Spider-Man games, do you want to go make a, fuck Ratchet, no, I want to stay here, like, I want to keep doing this.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. If anything, I think Ratchet might be the game that gets an interstitial title.
Yeah.
Like a little 6-hour Ratchet.
For Booty too.
I was going to say, we've gotten those before. It wasn't Into the Nexus.
And when it was, like, bizarre.
Yeah.
When Quest for Booty dropped, we were all like, what the fuck is this?
It's like, where's
a downloadable only Ratchet that's only this many hours?
But yeah, a Spider-Man Venom game, I think if we do get another one of these, I think Spider-Man Venom is it. I think that's such a slam dunk
back
idea
the
there.
Oh, there he is.
That gives you more of a variance of, all right, we have a Venom game, we have a Wolverine game, we have Spider-Man 3, whatever that ends up being, and, like, you get to expand out that way, but still keep that core of this thing that people love and this thing that really sells for PlayStation.
100%. We'll have to wait and see. I hope. I know that you and I don't agree on Miles. I mean, I know you don't hate it. I was
Yeah, of course.
But, like, I really like Miles. I really had a great time with Miles. I liked Miles more than the original, just before what it was, tight, the story beats, the cinematography, yada yada. There's a whole review to go check out about it. And so I would love to see them continue to iterate, stretch their legs. You know, I think one of the things we talk about with AAA games, of course, is crunch and working too hard.
Yeah.
But it also is the languishing between releases, right, of, like, okay, we're making... Like, if we were just going off Spider-Man PS4, right, then it's 2018.
Yeah.
So now you're talking about, all right, cool, it's 5 years later, you know what I mean? To get to the next game. Like, that's a long time to work on something. So to actually get something out and get that feedback from fans and, for the most part, that love.
Yeah, and when you look at the purpose of what Miles Morales was, right? Like, you get to tell a different story. You also get to, you get to sell the PS5. But then also, you get to take these bones of a thing that you just made and repurpose that into a new full release.
Yeah.
And a release that costs less, right? Because it's shorter and a quicker experience. But Spider-Man 2, going back to the Venom thing, because now I really want this Venom game to happen. Spider-Man 2, you're going to get the symbiote suits Peter gameplay, right? Like,
yeah,
that right there is a core that you can work off of, and now let's make this thing into a full-fledged thing.
And I think what's also a fascinating interstitial thing to play with would be, like, I know for a lot of people it's played out, mm-hmm, but I think that there's room now that people understand a multiverse, a Spider-Verse, where, yeah, if it was, like, hey, everybody, like, you could, I mean, if they really wanted to get nuts, just make a what if game. What if Spider-Man Venom? And
yeah,
and you could even open with Brian Itzahara, who wouldn't be, but I'm sure they would get somebody else to be like, you've all played Spider-Man 2, you know how the story went, but what if it did? What if Peter didn't get off the symbiote? We're going to go down that track, and you could even use the same environments, the same world, right?
I'm like, so shocked we haven't gotten a Spider-Verse game.
Yeah, somebody's got to be working on it. Marvel Games knows.
Yeah.
Somebody's got to be working on that thing.
I mean, you would have think that studio would have been Pixel Opus, right? With, like, the rumors that they were working on a Sony animation thing. Like, the money is there. The idea is there. Like, having multiple Spider-Man projects work so well on the movie side currently.
And I know that's not exactly what you're saying, but to just jump off of it as if it was. The Pixel Opus thing, oh, we're working with Sony animation on this thing. Everybody was hoping it would be Spider-Verse, yada, yada, yada. Mm-hmm. Spider-Verse is such an idea now that I don't think you need to tie it to the universe, the movies necessarily.
Oh, sure.
And I bet PlayStation would immediately go to that live service model of let's get a bunch of Spider-Man in there, which I know we've talked about before, and I know you don't like, but I mean, it could be cool.
But I like segments of that. Like, just get it right is all I ask for, because if the idea of me making my own Spider-Man, that sounds dope as hell, right? And if it's a Ghost of Tsushima Legends type experience, but with Spider-Man, that sounds like my dream game of all time. And so I think there's something there. I hope somebody's working on it. Fuck it, give it to Sucker Punch. Just like, yo, make Ghost of Tsushima Legends again, but do it with Spider-Verse.
Yeah,
that'd be cool as hell. I'd be so into that.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, we'll have to wait and see what happens with Spider-Man 2, Miles Morales, whatever the hell they're going to call it, if it happens or not. Remember, of course, for all your Spider-Man 2 coverage, as we hurdle towards the October release date, you can keep it here on PS I Love You XOXO, and of course the Kind of Funny Games cast. But for now, we're not talking about either of those things. Well, kind of. We will actually talk about one of them. We're going to do topic of the show. This one is ripped and parodied from the one and only TikTok.
Oh.
A few weeks ago, I'm on there surfing the TikToks, and I'm getting a lot of wrestling clips, and I'm getting a lot of screenshots of tweets. I like those, so I get a lot of those in my feed.
Is it like the slideshow situations where you're
sometimes, but a lot of times it's just like, hey, I took a funny tweet and I put it on a background that moves and put some music to it.
Is it like a dude who's like pointing up at the tweet?
Those aren't usually the ones.
Okay,
you're just anyways. What I'm saying
tweets through TikTok.
My algorithm sucks because I've just bent it to be demented, and so it's wrestling and it's video games and it's this. However, my wife's is not bad, so she sends me good stuff that then gets me into a better place with my algorithm. Mm-hmm. One of the TikToks she sent me was this thing called Girl Math. Now, this is a thing that's sweeping the world in general, but the one you're looking at here is the people I watch. They're a radio show, Fletch, Vaughn, and Haley on ZM6-9 in New Zealand, right? You could find them on TikTok at FVHZM. So at FVHZM. And the idea is that they are a radio show, and people call in with, hey, the one I saw that made me a fan was, I want to go to the Taylor Swift show all 4 days in Perth. I've bought it. And what they then do is negotiate with the information they have in your own head to justify the purchase.
Mm-hmm.
So like for the example of the Taylor Swift one, it was, listen, you could have come for one night, but you're coming for four. So the hotels and the flights would have cost the same amount no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't have to feel bad about those. Let's just X them out.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So, and then they're doing the subtraction on the total to get it down hopefully to zero, mm-hmm, or at least to a nominal amount nobody cares about. Whereas that DJ Mayer says, basically free. That's what they're trying to get to. This is basically free. You're just justifying this purchase. And I thought this was
it's just what Mike does every day with himself.
Exactly. Well, Mike doesn't even do that. You know what I mean? Mike just doesn't. Money's not real to Mike in general.
This is what I do a lot of the time, honestly, whenever I book a trip or whenever I'm like, well, you know, like I Twitch streamed last week. I made some money off of
stuff. And that's the thing. Me too. Well, you know, I got this gift card that I used to use the DoorDash thing. So that counts as that doesn't count as the DoorDash I would have used this week. So I really have free money sitting there.
If I don't use the 15% off thing on DoorDash, I'm wasting that money.
My favorite is we go to the farmer's market, which means I have to draw cash from the ATM.
Yeah.
But as soon as the farmer's market, if we didn't spend that money at the farmer's market, that's just cash in my pocket. That like it's already gone from the ATM.
Yeah,
it's already gone from my digital total.
Yeah,
I can buy whatever.
This money's
I want.
Already spent.
Exactly.
Free money.
Exactly. And so I loved Girl Math so much and enjoy it so much on TikTok that I thought we should do Gamer Math. And the idea here is that PlayStation has been in the news a lot recently with some purchases, crazy dollar amounts, some would say, for all sorts of PlayStation stuff. And I said, well, I reached out on patreon.com/kindoffunny to the patrons. I said, who wants to call in to PS I Love You XO? Who wants to come in here and tell us their story so we can justify this, talk you off the ledge, figure out, I got the calculator busted out, figure out how to get this down to zero or basically free for you.
Okay.
And many people answered the call. So we're going to take in, I believe it's 8, maybe it's 9, I forget now, calls. And Barrett, I'd like you to bring me Blaster Goblin.
Blaster Goblin. Is that the, is these, are these the kind of names that they're getting on Girl Math 2?
No, I think on Girl Math.
On Girl Math.
Hey, it's me, Blaster Goblin.
Blaster Goblin.
How do I? Like, I have these.
Sir, this is Australia.
I want to use, I want to get these Egyptian cotton sheets and either. Blaster Goblin, are you there?
I am here.
What is your actual name, or do you want to be Blaster Goblin?
You can call me either. I'm Quentin.
Oh, hey, Quentin. Okay, okay, cool.
Oh, I like that name.
Quentin, what are you trying to justify a purchase of in the PlayStation universe?
I am trying to justify the PlayStation Portal.
Okay, so we're looking at trying to, we're starting already at $200.
Bucks.
I'm putting $200 on the clock. Yeah. Tell me what's going on in your world. Why is this not just a no-brainer? What's happening for you?
Well, I am not financially recovered from the birth of my son 4 months ago, and I also have a backbone.
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
Okay.
So you're already kind of invested in that ecosystem of playing games on the go. And when I say on the go, of course, in quotes, right? Like playing games around the house.
Or wherever the Wi-Fi is.
I guess, yeah, wherever the Wi-Fi. But like, let's be real. The PlayStation Portal. Are you going to be taking that thing out places?
I might take it to the hotel once or twice.
Okay.
Of course,
okay.
We're watching a trailer here. We're going to integrate two news stories into this as well. The news for the week is that PlayStation Portal Remote Player will launch in select markets on November 15th, 2023, and is now available for pre-order at direct.playstation.com in the U.S., U.K., France, Germany, Austria, Belgium, Luxembourg, Netherlands, Italy, Spain, and Portugal. Starting September 29th, 2023, PlayStation Portal can also be pre-ordered in other select retailers in these countries, as well as Canada and Japan. Additional regional availability.
Can I ask how much you use your backbone?
Not nearly enough.
Okay.
Do you feel you
mostly for Game Pass?
You sicken me. You know what I mean? You're gonna come in here like that, Quentin? Blaster Goblin. No, okay. So, talk to me about, you haven't financially recovered from the birth of your child 4 months ago. What does that realistically mean?
It means that having a child is very expensive.
I know, brother.
And the American insurance system is not great.
Gotcha. Okay. Gotcha. Gotcha. So we're still paying down the hospital bills.
Yes.
Do you mind me asking how much, what are we at right now for your medical debt?
Around $6,000.
Okay. That's great news for this conversation.
Yeah.
So here's where I'll start with you. All right. $6,000. An astronomical amount of money, right?
Oh, yeah.
$200. Absolutely. Not nearly as much compared to $6,000.
No.
That doesn't even move it up to $6,500. That doesn't even move it up to $6,100, right?
Yeah.
Well, I guess no, it does. $6,200. You know what I mean? It's not 65. Yeah. It's not 65. When you get to numbers that big, you start dealing with holes and halves.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about.
Can I ask how the kid has affected your gaming habits? Are you gaming less or are you gaming more?
I play a lot after like 8:30 p.m. and then I usually fall asleep in the middle of it.
Okay. How does that compare to your previous gaming habits?
I used to just play at really any time of the day until sometimes like 2 a.m. So it's okay. Greatly decreased amount of time.
So I have more good news on this front. All right. Let's sideline the kid for a second. Congratulations, by the way.
Congrats.
Instead, we'll start with the fact that you feel like you already have the backbone, which you don't use enough. Now, I think the backbone is a pro in this conversation because what the backbone is a remote play device. So we can already say, Quentin, that you are already invested in the remote play ecosystem, at which point I feel like the $100 investment you put into the backbone actually doesn't count towards the $200 for the PlayStation Portal.
Yeah.
You've already made the investment. You've been beta testing on the backbone one. And even though you haven't had enough chances to use it, and I have good news on that front to bring it back to the kid in a second, what I would say is this. You've invested in the backbone one. You've enjoyed your time with it, even though you haven't had enough with it. But you've enjoyed your time enough to know you want to step up. you want to upgrade to this 8-inch screen on the PlayStation Portal, right? I'm not putting words in your mouth here.
Yeah, I'm just really curious about it.
Sure, of course. Well, curiosity, of course. We all are, right?
Killed the cat.
So no, that's not where to use this analogy. Oh. We're going to take $100 off of it right there. Mm. So now we're back to the PlayStation Portal costing you $100.
See, in my thing, going back to the idea of you've been gaming less since having the kid, right? Are you paying for PS Plus?
Yeah.
Because if that's the case, if you're gaming less, I think you're probably losing out on money by not being able to play games however you want, right? Like, I assume you are interested in the PlayStation Portal. That way you can play on the couch, or you can play in the bedroom, or you can play while you're unable to, in the ways that you've been unable to play because the kid's been around. Would you say that's accurate to say?
Yeah. Yeah. Like, you know, play in bed.
Exactly.
So I don't. So when I fall asleep, I'm just already there.
So you're saying, exactly. I think buying the PlayStation Portal would actually turn around and save you money based on the money you're spending on PS Plus and probably on video games as well.
Yeah. I don't even think we need to comment. I don't know what level of PlayStation Plus you're at. If you wanted to, of course, take it down for 2-3 months. Save some money there. You drop down a tier if possible. You could put that into the PlayStation Portal fund, turn it around that way. But more importantly, Quentin, what I'm here to tell you is that there's light at the end of the tunnel. I've been where you are. Newborn. Crazy sleep schedule, not playing as much as you want to, trying to fit it in naps, but maybe the naps are only 15, 30 minutes. You're not getting it done the way you want to. The good news is, as I can tell you, as I approach Ben's second birthday, the gaming time only increases. Yes, there are the huge blocks of, hey, you're going to bed at 7:30, 8, put you down. I'll game till midnight when I fall asleep, right? One of my big drawbacks to that plan, of course, is my wife is one of these people. They drive me crazy.
Of course.
That sleeps better with their partner next to him. So Jen, me coming in the room at midnight actually wakes up Jen a lot. So what do I often do, Bless? I remote play in bed next to my partner, which makes me a better partner.
Smart.
Which, of course, you can't put a price on.
Of course. Priceless.
Priceless.
Yeah.
And of course, makes me a better partner. And, of course, I've noticed now, as Ben is moving into watching cartoons in the morning, able to play more, you know, just by himself with his own toys, entertain himself. Another chance, well, when I was reviewing Starfield, a lot of backbone play. A lot of stuff happening over there while I was breaking out. And do you not think for a second, as I was sick to my stomach playing an Xbox game, but just playing a game on that small screen, I was thinking, God, it's going to be nice to have that PlayStation Portal have that big screen.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think we made a decision.
Quentin, you'd be stupid not to.
I think it's an easy decision to make.
If you really want to justify, does your wife play games?
No.
Okay.
Well, Animal Crossing.
Yeah, that doesn't help us in this situation. Yeah, no. So if you really want to, again, I think it's priceless. We, you know, we're already at $100. If I'm going to say...
I'll say if your wife does play Animal Crossing, because I guess not a benefit to PS Plus, or not PS Plus, sorry, the PlayStation Portal is the fact that I don't think you can play on the Portal and somebody else play on the PS5 at the same time. But
correct. If your wife... She could play Animal Crossing on the big TV.
Yes.
This is now quality time.
Exactly.
Rather than do the thing where you're like, oh, what do you want to watch tonight? She could play her game, you could play your game.
You're or like, you know, you put on Price is Right on the television, you both are playing portable. Right?
Also true. He's
playing
also a great point,
Switch,
too.
You're playing on your portal. Yeah.
Well, here's what I'm
options
doing.
Open up.
I'm taking the $30 off, assuming you're going to drop a PlayStation Plus level. Mm-hmm. And what I'd like to tell you is eventually, your child is going to get old enough to play games on their own. And they're going to want to do this. So we're down to $70. I'm going to divide that by two. That means this is a $35 investment for you.
Yeah.
$35 is far less than most video games.
1,000%.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's an easy decision.
Quentin, you'd be stupid not to buy a PlayStation Portal.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Go ahead. You can pre-order right now. Direct. He's just like, is it over? It's over, Quentin. Buy the damn thing. And that's how gamer math works.
I got that
down to $35. That was easy.
That was very easy. Yeah, I feel like we're saving people money today.
Well, I mean, you know, I like to think this is a public service. That's what I really like to think this is. Barrett, could you please bring me Gary Horman, Gary the Third? Gary the Third, are you here? Gary the Third, hello, how are you?
They have themselves deafened in Discord. So.
Of course,
they just undid it. So
I bet what's happening is they're watching the YouTube video and there's that delay.
Hey, yeah. How's it going?
Hey, Gary, we're good. How are you?
I'm doing quite well.
Gary, where are you calling from in the world?
Arizona. It is a brisk 107.
Ooh.
You got the AC on?
I'm gonna make a note of that because that's definitely gonna come into. It's 107 degrees. That's 107 degrees.
The electric bill is not cheap.
Oh no.
Gary the Third, what is your gamer math question for us?
So this one's a little different. I have essentially a $600 budget for the special edition Spider-Man console.
The one I have right here.
They are selling those faceplates, if I can get that, I'm trying to just maximize my gamer money.
Mm-hmm.
So you're saying you're trying to justify the purchase of these plates?
So I have $600 set aside. The wife said it was okay.
Yeah.
I can buy the console if I want to.
Sure.
However, I already have a PS5.
Yeah. So works great.
It works great. No problems with it. If I can get the side plates, I basically have a ton of money I could spend now. And I'm just trying to maximize this gamer money.
Wait, so you're saying that, like, do you have money set aside to buy a full console?
He has a $600 budget.
Okay, so if you buy the plates, then you have
what's over the point? What? Adam, over $500 why are you wasting our time on the call here, Gary? Just buy the plates. That's $65.
But $535 with this money.
What do you do with the money?
Yeah, I have all this extra money now.
You can buy one year PS Plus
to be the ultimate Spider-Man fan.
Oh,
okay. I like this.
Okay.
I mean, are you interested
in the Spider-Man Collector's Edition? Maybe.
Yeah, and are you also
$230?
Are you interested in the controller? Because if you want the plates, you probably also want the controller.
I'm down for everything.
Because the controller, great, you can buy separately, right?
You can buy, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Barrett's got his coming tomorrow.
Yeah, add the controller to that.
All right, so I'm going to subtract the $230, which is the collector's edition of Spider-Man, all right? Now we're down to $305.
Yeah.
And now I'm going to say, what, it's $70 for a DualSense these days? Hey, Barrett, how much is that controller you bought?
Give me a second here. And
I imagine that. $70.
I can't remember what it was.
It was $79.99.
$80. Sorry, it's a minus $80.
Damn.
Now you're down to one. You still have $150 in your budget right there.
Now, okay. We can still get the controller, right? They're not sold out or anything.
I mean, here's what I'll say.
Both faceplates and the controller are out of stock as of right now.
But there was rumors, right?
People are saying that they might be restocked tomorrow, Friday, September 1st.
Okay.
We haven't gotten there yet, so we'll have to wait.
At the very least, like, there's always a guy on the streets.
That's true.
Always a guy on the streets.
Now, Matt Flora is out there. Comments, of course, with the $150 we got, you could also get the year of PlayStation Premium.
Yeah, but is that That's something true. You want? Like, are you interested in PlayStation Premium?
I already have extra. So Premium doesn't do much for me. Like, PS1 was not really my thing. I was more of a PS2, PS3 kid. Sure. So we'll see.
Yeah. I think extra is probably a good place to be.
Here's what I would say.
Mm-hmm.
Again, I'm a little insulted you even calling Gary, because of course you have this done. You already had it solved, but I appreciate it. Okay. So you have $150 left in this budget. What you do, of course, how does your wife doesn't watch Kind of Funny, or she doesn't care about video games, right?
She's actually a huge, unfortunate PC gamer, but she does play games.
I mean, you know,
it takes
PC
all
has
time,
some benefits.
You know what I mean?
PC has its benefits. I just got an RTX 3080.
Shut the
Greg,
fuck up. Shut up. We're not doing this anymore. You already lost your trial.
I've been playing Baldur's
Gary, here's what
it.
You do.
I also played Starfield.
Here's what
it.
You do with that $150. You know what you do? You get a beautiful, beautiful bouquet of roses.
Mm.
And you drop it on her. And you're like, guess what, honey? I made a smart financial decision. I didn't buy the fancy PlayStation 5. Mm. I bought the pieces a la carte. And I wanted to pay it forward to you for being such a great wife.
I mean, you could also like redirect that into something practical for her, and maybe like look into getting maybe SSD storage expansion for her PC.
Well, or, I believe at Home Depot it's only like $30 for a sledgehammer. So if you buy the flowers, you come home with that. And like, I'm gonna free you from this burden.
If she's not playing Baldur's Gate 3, you can get Baldur's Gate 3 for her. That's a game that many PC fans are enjoying, or like a Starfield. But I guess that's Xbox Game Pass, which just sounds like you already have.
Yeah, she's deep in Baldur's Gate already. She beat it before I did. So,
well, you're a smart man. You were waiting for the PlayStation 5 version.
What kind of graphics card?
Shut up on a PC stuff.
Can you get a graphics card?
Gary, buy the flowers. Thank you for your time.
Thanks.
Oh, then Gary's wife's in there. She's watching right now.
You should get her something for the PC. Who loves all about?
I don't want to hear any more PC talk on this entire show. All right,
listen,
entire show.
Flowers. Well, what year is it? All right, let's start showing love in the way that in a way that's
give me RAM and graphics
in a way
cards.
That's gonna benefit your partner, because those flowers.
She loves the flowers.
Those flowers go bad in 3 days.
She's miserable no matter what.
You know what doesn't go bad? PC parts.
Yeah, they
that's
never
not
go
true.
PC parts are.
They last longer than flowers, though.
You know what really lasts, ladies and gentlemen? The endless support you give us on patreon.com/kindoffunny. Over on patreon.com/kindoffunny.
A new keyboard.
Shut the fuck
up. A new keyboard.
Shut up. I hate you. Of course, on patreon.com/kindoffunny, you could be watching live, just like Gary's wife is, DJ Mayer is. What? It's Celine Moni. Celine Moni is. Of course, you could also get the show ad-free. You could get it on demand ad-free. You get it as an MP3. You get it as a video. You could get all the other podcasts live as we record them. You could get 300 bonus episodes of exclusive content we've done since October, not to mention the years of exclusive content we did before then. And, of course, then you could get a whole bunch of cool physical items each and every month at the premium tier. But I digress. Right now, what's important is you can get PS I Love You XOXO ad-free. But since you're not on Patreon, here's a word from our sponsors.
This episode is brought to you by Rocket Money. Every single person I know that has tried Rocket Money has been shocked at how many subscriptions they have that they forgot about. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions. It monitors your spending and it helps you lower your bills all in one place. Most people think they're spending about $80 a month on their subscriptions, when in reality, it might be closer to $200 plus. When you're signed up for so many things like streaming services you use to watch one show or free trials for delivery you don't use, it's so easy to lose track of what you're actually paying for. With Rocket Money, you can easily cancel the ones you don't want with just the press of a button. No more long hold times or annoying emails with customer service. Rocket Money does all the work for you. Stop wasting your money on things you don't use, cancel your unwanted subscriptions, and manage your money the easy way by going to rocketmoney.com/kindoffunny. That's rocketmoney.com/kindoffunny. rocketmoney.com/kindoffunny. This episode is brought to you by One Piece on Netflix. The global phenomenon One Piece has finally gotten a live action adaptation on Netflix. This is an incredible world ruled by pirates, filled with never before seen superpowers and a hunt for a legendary treasure called the One Piece. It's an epic action adventure about following your dreams, searching for treasure, and ultimately finding your chosen family. The series was made by fans for fans, old and new. Showrunners Matt Owens and Steven Maeda are huge fans of the manga and come at their work from a fan-first perspective while still allowing new audiences to discover and fall in love with this story. Manga creator Ichiro Oda was involved in every step of the process at a level which was never seen before in any previous live-action manga adaptation. One Piece is an action-packed, warm-hearted, and joyful adventure that you don't want to miss. Don't miss One Piece on Netflix, August 31st.
All right.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code Spotify for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
I need Zach Long brought here. And if Zach relates this back to PC gaming, heads are going to roll. All right?
Zach Long sounds like somebody from my childhood. I think I knew it.
Well, it was like Justin Long and like Zach Braff or something. You know what I mean? Like,
oh, put together. Yeah. I did watch a lot of Scrubs.
Zach, are you related to Justin Long?
Or Zach Braff?
Okay, well, not only is he not, he does not sound like he's enjoying the joke at all. Hello, Zach, what's your PlayStation problem?
So my problem is I have a really old TV. It's like a 2011 42-inch. You know, PS5, nice and fancy.
Yeah.
You know, I have a nice monitor nearby. I won't say why, you know, I have a nice monitor nearby.
One of us.
That I could plug it into.
Sure, yeah.
I relate.
And so I just don't see a reason to get rid of the old TV.
You don't see how much did you pay for this TV back in 2011?
It was about $700.
Okay. Have you been eyeing a new TV?
Not lately.
How big do you think you want to go when you get a new TV?
Well, I'd have to stay around the 42 to like 45 inch based on my space.
Sure. Okay. 45 inch.
I feel like this might be a phone a friend moment. Because Tim Geddes, yeah, I think Tim Geddes might have some really good advice for something like this.
Okay. Well, Barrett, can you go grab Tim for us? Thank you so much. I got the thumbs up from Barrett. And Barrett, if he's in a meeting, you yank him out of it. This is more important. We're trying to help Zach Long, who might be related to Justin Long. Now, $700 I'm going to put in here. But let's be honest. That was 2011.
Yeah.
That was
inflation.
12 years ago. That means it's $58 a year is what you paid for that TV, right?
Yeah, which is honestly, yeah, you got a lot of use out of that. Yeah, a lot of use out of that.
Right,
that's really good for the money you put in.
But even depreciation, right? Like, if you were to sell it on Craigslist, you're not cracking 100.
Yeah, no, you're probably gonna sell it for like $50.
Yeah, exactly.
If that,
yeah, exactly, right. So I mean, like, I feel like that total is. Yeah, what you got for me, Barrett?
This is the unfortunate moment on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire where you phone the friend and then they just don't pick up.
He's doing business out there.
Yeah, he. Well, not even here. Just out there in the world, you know.
Cool Greg walked by. Does Cool Greg?
I don't know if Cool Greg has the same like knowledge and passion about like OLED TVs as his brother.
That's fair. I mean, I've got it opened up here. So like again, obviously Tim's eyes would roll out of the back of his head, explode.
Yeah,
he would cry and be so angry that I'm doing this. But I'm just not Amazon.
Oh no,
45 inch TV, and I'll go with Vizio. We like Vizio enough, don't we?
Yeah, I don't know if we do.
Okay, who do we like? Insignia. Never even heard of them.
I mean,
TLC?
Samsung has like TCL? The cloud service stuff.
I think Samsung or Sony or LG are probably the ones
budget as well. Is there a budget in mind here for a new upgrade?
Listen, I don't know. I don't think Zach is even trying to buy a new TV. We're putting a new TV on him. That's what's happening.
Well, I think when I looked last, it was probably around that same like $700, $800.
Yeah, I got a Samsung Neo QLED here, and that's $824 off of Amazon.
Friend of the show, Yusuf, uses QLED, and he really enjoys it. So.
Okay, yeah. Okay. So we're talking $800. Again, I think you've gotten all the use you need out of the 700 TV, so I don't want to bring this even into the conversation, right? But let's just say we'll knock it down to 700, which is what the new TV would cost, because we'll sell the old TV for $100.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
So now we're working with trying to get a $700.
Which I think it is a worthwhile upgrade, because you're saying that the current TV that you have, right, 42-inch, 1080p, is the one you're looking at, is that 4K? It better be 4K.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, good, because you deserve that.
Yeah, this is a 4K Dolby Atmos.
Yeah, you deserve that.
Yeah, that's, I mean, the QLED. So like, technology-wise, we're just kicking the shit out of this thing.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I don't even, it's where you start getting into math. Like, we're talking about, like, yeah, sure, like, you could get an expensive apartment or live in a cave like a caveman. You know what I mean? You've been living like a caveman now, Zach. You deserve a better TV. And the big thing about this is you bring up this monitor, that you have a monitor.
Yeah. What's wrong with the monitor?
Do you want to sit at your desk like a fucking dweeb hunched over your controller in your gamer chair full of crumbs?
Sound like,
or do you
want to
lounge on your goddamn couch slash chair?
It sounds like
looking at a beautiful 4K TV.
He's hunched over a mouse and keyboard. I know a mouse and keyboard guy when I can hear it. Yeah.
Just, I mean, yeah, blessings, right?
Yeah.
But I mean, this is your chance to, you know, be happy. I can also, I know what a sad person sounds like. Zach sounds like a sad man right
now,
right?
Yeah, you're unfair. You know what, fair.
This PC game, man. I hear the sadness in your voice.
I can hear the sadness in his voice, too. And I'm with you that I think it is worth investing.
When Celine was typing over here in the PC game, I saw it in her. You know what I mean? Like, it's just, it radiates off of you PC people how sad you are all the time.
Oh, gosh.
And this is your chance really to turn it around, Zach. Like, I don't think $700, again, which is what you paid 12 years ago for a TV, is outrageous to do again now. Get out there try to find happiness.
I also think, like, genuinely, I think it's a worthwhile investment just so you can play games that way, right, in 4K. I'm when I'm at home, I do play games mainly on a monitor, and I have my PS5, my PC, like, all that stuff hooked up to that monitor, but it is so nice to go to the living room, hook my stuff up to, it's Michael Hyam's TV, but, like, Michael Hyam's big 4K screen, and experience a special game that way, right? Like, when you get, I assume you have a PlayStation, right, Zach?
Yeah, I have a PS5.
Okay.
I will also say I do have a nice TV in my living room. I just can't use it for games.
Oh.
Because
fucking game changer. What the shit is happening in the living room?
So usually when I'm gaming, my wife is in the living room watching, you know, Netflix or
okay.
Whatever.
Okay.
So she gets the nice, you know, LG OLED that we have. And then in my office I have, you know, my gaming PC.
Gotcha,
and
gotcha.
Then my PS5 and the TV.
So
and
the
monitors for my computer.
The TV is also in the office.
Yes.
Okay.
The old one is. Yeah.
Okay.
And the new one would be too.
I think that's. I don't think that changes much then.
No.
Yeah, and I think really you still want
this is where you're playing the majority of your games.
Yeah.
You need to have
a
nice thing. And I understand through some kind of witchcraft and wizardry, you can hook a PC up to a TV to play games as well. That's unconfirmed. It probably gives your TV viruses. You probably shouldn't do it.
I'm not how it works.
Allegedly, I might have done it once or twice in my life.
That's how
but,
it
you know,
works.
I'm just saying, like, they send these review codes. It's the only way to play. I can't help it there. You know
okay,
I mean?
Okay.
I just think this would benefit you overall. Again, your happiness. Like, also, play this back for your wife so she can hear just the sadness in your voice. You know what I mean? Of this man beaten down, shoved into a corner of the house.
That sad. I think it just sounds a little sad. I mean,
she should understand. A lot of people don't understand when they let the devil in, and that's what PC gaming is. Because it will slowly infect you time after time.
Yeah, you have no idea what it's like to let the devil in, huh, Greg?
Never. Okay. What do you got to say about you? Someone else?
Really quick. So $700 for the 1080p TV from 2011, right? You've been using it for 12 years at this point, and that's $58 a year if you think about it in that terms, right? And
so
then you're thinking about if you're going to get this new TV, you're probably going to use it for another 10 to 12 years. So if you want to think about it that way,
great,
of like
a great call.
You know. And also, like, I mean, do you have any plans of moving? How long are you going to be at this current place?
No plans of moving at the moment.
Okay, so yeah, you're investing in the future, right? Like, I think you're investing in your future for locking down what your dream office looks like right now. I think if you're building your dream office, if you're somebody who's hardcore into video games, if you're somebody who's going back and forth from gaming on your PC, on your monitor, right, but also you want to game on your PS5, right, I think it's worth having that big, nice 4K screen so you can play games like Spider-Man 2 the best it can look, right? You want that 4K 60fps because I think that does make a difference. And so I think this is an investment that, yeah, you're going to have this TV for the next, let's say, 12 years if you're going for the same amount of time that you've had your last TV. And that is, yeah, that's another $58 a year.
Yeah.
I think that nets out really nicely.
It's also future-proofing in a lot of different ways, right? Because if you continue to be a PC gamer and be this sad, your wife, she's out of there.
Yeah.
Somebody's going to come by and do a skateboard trick, and she's going to walk off with him, all right? So there you go. In your next sad studio apartment, you can have this. You filthy PC gamer. Hang up on him. I'm sick of hearing about PC games. Hang up on him.
Thank
no
you,
more
Zach.
Zach.
Love you, Zach.
I always like Justin Long better. Go see us.
I'm a big Zach Braff guy myself. I think we solved that. I think we helped him.
We did. Yeah. No, of course. Like, that's what this show is all about. Gamer math. You know what I mean?
It
a lot of gamers need a hard... A lot of gamers, PC gamers, need a hard truth and a bar of soap, and I'm happy to give it to them.
We're doing God's work.
Barrett, bring me Hayden. Hayden's calling in next, from what I understand. Oof. Greg Spencer says, one kickflip away from disaster.
You gotta learn how to skateboard, Zach.
It's a cool trick.
Learn
that's what it's all
flip.
About. You know what I mean? Do I have Hayden yet? Hayden?
Yes, hello. Can
hello.
You hear me?
Yes, I can, Hayden. Where are you calling in from?
I am calling from the great city of Las Vegas.
Oh,
Viva
look at that.
Las Vegas. whatever your question is, the answer is going to be go to the casino and make some fucking money.
What is your gamer math question for us?
Well, here's the deal. I have pre-ordered the collector's edition of Spider-Man 2.
Hell yeah.
Now,
$230.
Hell yeah.
The Venom statue.
Yes.
The cool skins.
Yes. Since my time pre-ordering, a couple of things have happened. Number one, wife is now due with our first baby.
Oh!
Around the same time. Yeah.
Whoa, same time?
It's like Blaster Gutley. Yeah. So the newborn hurdle to get over.
Sure.
And then another thing is we're actually closing on our first home.
Whoa!
Big purchase. Yeah. All at the same time. It's great.
Sure.
So... my question is now, do I need to cancel this pre-order? Am I a bad husband? Am I a bad father if I continue going with that? Now, I am going to give you a little bit to go on first.
I love
it. I'm obviously going to get the game already. So that's $70 you can take off that $230.
I appreciate that. All right, so let me put $230 on the clock, and then I'm subtracting $70. Now we're down to $160. I love it.
Fantastic. Do your work.
So, Hayden, first things first. You're having this child.
Mm-hmm.
Gaming time will be limited, of course. That's going to be a big thing. But it's going to be tough. I know firsthand, newborns, tough. Sleep schedule, stress. You know, your wife's not going to be necessary. If your wife's like mine, she won't be up and about right away, right? Obviously, their body just made a human being. That's a lot to work on and take in, right?
Yeah.
Then, of course, there's the hormonals, all this stuff. You guys are then trying to learn your new roles as co-parenting, all these different things. There's a bunch going on. Then you toss in the stress of a house. Well, you've already been in the new house?
No, we're hopefully closing within like 2 weeks from now, so pretty soon.
Wow, that's
so
a,
you're having that's a whirlwind and moving into a house. There's a lot going on right there. And so there's two tracks I take with this. Mm-hmm. Number one, you deserve a light at the end of the tunnel.
1,000%.
You deserve a reward. And if that's going to be Spider-Man for $160, because again, we're taking the game off.
Yeah.
I mean, look at this. Look at everything that comes with it, right? You get the Steelbook display case. So right there, that's worth money if that's worth it to you. Do you care about your cases? Are you one of these collector types?
I can take it or leave it.
Okay, cool.
Do you have a plan? You get
the statue, though. You get a 19-inch collector's edition statue. I assume you care about that.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Mm.
I would say if I was going to go to the mall and buy that, I'm probably looking at $70 at least, so I'm subtracting 70. We're down to $90 on how much this collector's edition is going to cost you right now.
Yeah.
Then you got all these different skins going on, right? You get the Arachnite suit, Shadow Spider suit, the Web Grabber 3 skill points,
Web Grabber.
10 additional suits, all this.
These suits look nice, too.
Yeah.
I forgot about these. These suits look fucking sick.
Well, hold on. So you got
The
skins do go hard.
10.
As Greg's doing this math, do you plan to have like a gamer room or like your own personal office in this new spot?
I mean, yeah, I have kind of an office now, and it'll transfer over. I do share it with my wife.
Gotcha.
She works from home.
Do you have a space?
Limited space.
Do you have a space to like display these things? Because I think that really does lend a lot of like, you know, meaning to having a steelbook and having a statue, right? If you have a spot that you can put it to display it in your own personal space.
Absolutely. But, you know, that might need to be increased the amount of space because, like, I have the God of War Ragnarok hammer from last year. Last of Us Part 2 Ellie statue.
Oh, like, this is going to fit there nicely then.
I mean, first off, you got to support PlayStation. You already got a nice little collection going there. You got to stick with it. But right now, I did quick math, Greg math, gamer math.
Yeah.
There's 20 plus suits it looks like you're getting out of this thing. So I'm just going to divide the 90 by 20, right? Mm-hmm. Now we're talking, that's $4.5 a suit.
Yeah.
Which isn't nothing in a microtransaction land, but that's just the suits if we really wanted to get into it, right? Mm. So we have the reward, we have the thing there, but then here's what I'm going to come back to. Even if you want to go, you know what, actually take it away, let's not worry about that. We're going to talk about just the $90. Hayden, you're buying a house. Down payment, closing costs, property taxes, everything else you're going to look at. I assure you, you would love one of those totals to be $90. This is very similar to the Teen Titans reboot when they flipped a Batmobile and they had a Batmobile.
Teen Titans Go?
No, this is a comic book. They had a Batmobile in San Francisco and they were all like, "Robin, how is there a bat?" And he's like, "I hit it in the Batarang budget." And they're like, "What?" And he's like, "You wouldn't believe how big the Batarang budget was, right?"
Yeah.
We are talking with numbers for this house so astra fucking nomical.
Yeah.
That $90, you'd be lucky for that to be lunch. You'd be lucky for a $90 lunch when you're out there with your realtor, whoever you're working with.
Yep.
Like this, just put as a line item. This is the entertainment. This is getting dropped in the entertainment budget.
Yeah.
This is part of your property tax.
On the sentimental value aspect of it too, are you planning to like, you know, share your love of video games with your child? Is this something that you want to like
Great
have
call.
Them come up with?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, that's the dream, right?
Yeah,
it's
of
not
course.
It's not going to be pushed on them at all, but
of
but
course,
not pushed on them.
Yeah, but like, you know, have it around, like, because I know Greg, I know, I'm sure goes through this with like Ghostbusters and Spider-Man. Like, you have these things around, and that's something that they naturally take to. I think having Spider-Man there, I know you said you have an Ellie thing, you have a Kratos thing. Both of those very mature properties.
Yeah.
Like, if video games is something that they're going to be interested in, and they're going to like, you know, come up with, I think having something that is Spider-Man, having a physical Venom holding Spider-Man, holding Miles item. That's something that they can actually relate to and actually look at and go, oh, yeah, my dad has a Spider-Man statue at home, and their friends are going to go crazy over that.
I mean, think that then makes you the cool dad. Here's what we really want to talk about, right? You live in Las Vegas. You don't want your kid growing up like they were raised in Kansas, right, where they don't know how to read and don't want to read. This kid sees a Spider-Man statue downstairs. Who is this? What is this?
Yep.
You start talking about it, then you're able to give them the novelization of PS4 Spider-Man. You're able to give them the script book they put out of PS4 Spider-Man and then introduce them to comic books with Spider-Man in it. You know what
like,
I mean?
Not, it's not, oh, give them a Spider-Man comic or give them
I
like...
I thought a comic wouldn't have been as strong as a reading selling point.
Spider-Man No Way Home, I don't know. Let's give them the novelization of the Spider-Man game.
Listen, it gets the job done.
To
it gets
6-year-old.
This is, see, now... And I don't like throwing this around. You know, I don't want to throw around hyperbole, and I never want to make anybody feel bad about themselves, right? But if you don't do this, Zach, you might be a deadbeat dad because you're really not betting on your child, which is, frankly, I don't know you long. Oh, this is Hayden, too, by the way. Sorry, I still had Zach at the top. Hayden, I don't know you that well, but it's like I know you're not a deadbeat like Zach Long coming in here with his PC stuff.
Fair enough. Couldn't have said it better.
I'm right.
Hayden, this is a $90 investment in your child's education, and I think you'd be a fool not to do it.
Well, that's priceless. And also, you deserve this.
You deserve this.
Based on everything that you're going through, $90 on top of, I forget how we got down to 90, but $90 on top of buying a house, on top of having a kid,
you're never going to know.
That's going to bleed into those expenses. You're not, it's basically $0.
100%. Thank you, Hayden.
Absolutely. Thanks, guys.
Of course. We are doing God's work. Let's do this every week.
I mean, like, this, I know, right? Like, this, I watched, like, there's another financial guy I see occasionally on TikTok who's like a real adult, you know what I mean? Like, really, yeah. Like, this is easy, you know what I mean? Like, I thought it was hard, I thought I had no economics.
Yeah,
no, we're done. We're making
very simple, yeah.
We're helping people make money,
doing God's work.
Barrett, can I please get Gary when you have the chance? Gary Yarborough, looking for Gary to call into this show. Hello, Gary, welcome to Gamer Math. How are you? Hold on.
Sounds
we'll
like
bring Gary back. Yeah, I think sometimes people get confused when they get dragged in. People flip out, you know what I mean? But Gary will be here momentarily.
Has up here the disclaimer, this is not real financial advice. I think this is real financial advice.
You know, I'm not against it. You can leave it up there. I don't want to get sued by anybody. So, like, you leave it up there, we're fine.
But it's not like we're telling people how to, like,
we want.
We're not doing investment stuff.
I tried to get you all rich with the Ubisoft stuff.
I guess I told him to gamble. But, like, it's legal in Vegas, and so. I think fireworks.
Gary, are you here?
Yep, I'm ready to give you my banking information.
last four, your social and a CVV number on the back. Gary, where are you calling in from, and what is your PlayStation problem?
Hey, how's it going? I'm calling in from Phoenix. Gary in Arizona. Yeah. and my problem is that I've really been digging these Baldur's Gate 3 streams, really ready to jump in. But this console launch date has been so delayed that I'm worried that Starfield is going to kind of overshadow it, take some of the wind out of its sails. And I'm wondering if I should instead go that route. Now, I do not have an Xbox, so that wouldn't be a larger investment. But yeah, it's basically, do I buy Baldur's Gate 3?
So your question is, do I buy Baldur's Gate 3? The only Game of the Year contending RPG I have access to, or do I not, because I'm worried Starfield will have eaten up all the oxygen. That's all people are talking about.
Is Final Fantasy 16 on there?
But is it an action game or an RPG? This is another.
That's a whole argument. You know what I mean? Octopath 2? I don't know.
Yeah, okay, fair enough.
Yes, anyways. Yeah. And it's specifically like wanting to play Baldur's Gate 3 on my new Backbone, which I also bought on Amazon with a firm. So that's only $10 a month there.
Man, yeah. You're saving money
that Backbone. So maximizing the utility of that Backbone, you know, that's part of my... I don't know. Like, should I go Baldur's Gate 3?
I mean, this seems like a no-brainer.
Before you get there, though, do you have a PC that you could play Starfield on?
No. So here's the thing.
Oh, shit.
With all of this Series S talk lately, there are a ton of Series S's for sale for used Series S's. And a cheap Series S would give me, access to then go to the Xbox Design Labs, because I could buy a new controller justified by the cost of the cheap Series S.
Okay.
All for Starfield.
So for Starfield, you really would have to invest in a new console.
Right. Yeah. Well, again, it's all about worrying about the launch timeline. You know, has Baldur's Gate 3 in terms of these video game conversations played? Am I going to have FOMO for Starfield?
No, you're not. Metacritic.com, Baldur's Gate 3, a 96. Metacritic.com, Starfield, an 87.
Yeah.
The conversation is, man, did PlayStation dodge a bullet by not getting Starfield, all right? And
is that the conversation?
He has a spacesuit on. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what I reviewed, how much I love Starfield, all right? This is not. I'm working for Gary right now to justify this purchase, all right? First off, if I'm Gary, I'll tell you right now, Bethesda, four-letter word. We should never talk about it again in PlayStation land. They turn their back on us, all right?
Four-letter word?
Yeah, that's what your curse word.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Anyways, back to the raid. I'll tell you what. Have I been playing Starfield? Yes. Uh-huh. Do I love Starfield? Yes. Am I excited to go home and play more of it tonight? Of course. Mm-hmm. You know what's eating a hole in my fucking gut?
Yeah.
Not one goddamn trophy from this. How much would I love to chase the platinum in this game? But Todd Howard said, you know what, Greg? Fuck you. I'll take the money. Mm-hmm. That's what he said to my face, ladies and gentlemen, in so many words. And so, no, Gary... Don't sit here and bend over backwards. Like, you're talking about going out. You want to go buy an S? A Series S? That's $300, right? $300, $350?
Yeah, like
I'm a PlayStation guy.
Yeah.
We'll say $300. You're going to... But you're $300?
You also want to get a design... You sound like you just want to get an Xbox.
$300 versus a $70 game?
If it's one or the other...
That's a $230 loss. That is horrible financial advice.
Here's what I'll say. All right, Gary. Ball out. Get both. You sound like you want both. You just said you want a Design Labs controller. That means that you're already invested in that ecosystem.
I was saying that if I bought a used Series S, because there are a lot of used S's right now because the S has come under scrutiny, that's only about $100-$150. That would justify the Design Labs, and then just being able to get a Design Lab controller is pushing me towards Xbox.
Are you getting a Series S from Xbox, or are you getting a Series S from like a third party retailer?
I would buy it on OfferUp or Craigslist or something. Here's the real question I have.
I don't know about that.
Backbone, which is the better game for Backbone?
Then I would say Starfield. But here's my thing. Here's what we're doing, and here's what we're missing, all right?
Yeah.
And we're going to end it here, Gary, because this isn't turning into fucking Gamescast financially. That's a PlayStation thing.
Yeah.
All right? So here's what you do. You shit or get off the pot, and you're getting off the goddamn pot. And what you're going to do is you're going to pre-order Baldur's Gate 3. You're going to buy it for $70. And then here's what you're also going to do. We're going to find the common ground here.
Uh-huh.
Go to Xbox if you really want to. Get your little Design Lab thing done. Mm-hmm. Then sign up for a month of Xbox Ultimate Game Pass. Stream it. Cloud stream it to the... Don't even buy the controller if you don't want to. Just cloud stream it to your Backbone when it comes out. And then see if you really want to make the goddamn investment. If you really want to waste
and here's the thing.
Everything God gave you. Wisdom.
Yeah. And I'll even say, like, if you end up wanting to make the investment, I think you could wait until Black Friday. We're close enough to where...
Apparently Gary just cares about what's in the headlines.
Yeah, and like, I mean...
Is the bubble burst on Baldur's Gate?
I don't know if they do Design Lab deals for Black Friday, but they might, right? Like, I think it's worth waiting to then make that full investment, and for now, just worry about Baldur's Gate 3. Like, the Starfield discourse is going to Starfield discourse, and you can experience that vicariously through streams.
Sure.
Go check out Mike playing it for the next maybe 72 hours, we'll see.
Or more if you pay for more,
right? Like, but I think for now, just focus on Baldur's Gate 3. I'll say it, Baldur's Gate 3, better game. Like, you're gonna have a better time with Baldur's Gate 3, unless you really are a Bethesda person. You really are like more of a space person than it might be.
But here's the thing: if you played one Bethesda game, you've played this game pretty much, right? But Baldur's Gate 3, revolutionary.
Yeah, Baldur's Gate 3 is like a one of a kind experience. Like, I think I think you jump into Baldur's Gate 3 and you have that experience and enjoy it, because also that there is a discourse for that game still going,
especially for the three of us. I think I like Starfield the most of you, me, and Barrett, right? And hands down, Baldur's Gate 3 is a better game than Starfield. Like, there's no competition there. Mm-hmm. So again, Gary, I think you are another person who wrote in just to make me angry. You called in just to make me angry, and I don't like that. So we're hanging up on you now. Don't, Gary. You had your chance to be a friend, and you decided to be a foe.
You had your chance.
So add him to the list of foes. Thank you very much. Hang up on him, Barrett.
I feel you, Gary.
Very clear that it was PlayStation. You know, PS, I love you.
I mean,
everybody's like, I got a PC, and I got
Baldur's Gate 3 is coming up.
Next guy, I want to buy a lawnmower. Like, what the fuck do we know about lawnmowers?
But hey, Greg,
I moved my lawn a lot.
He was feeling the pull of sin, right? And it was your job to pull him away.
But it was one of those things. We gave him ironclad things. He's like, well, I want to design a controller.
That's let's be real. He just wants to get an Xbox, and I respect it. But also, like, yeah, I think we gave him the right advice. Do the streaming thing if you like it. You know, wait till Black Friday, go all in. But play some Baldur's Gate.
Ryan Povala Higgins, your life says, changed. I sell lawnmowers.
Oh, yeah, so we have somebody we can call.
Ryan Povala Higgins, you've been here a long time. You're a Kind of Funny best friend. And if that's a true fact, I want the website. I want photos of you on. I want it all. Email me with it, all right?
You think he's selling
is he a door-to-door lawnmower salesman, you think?
It's funny because when
does he like work in the lawnmower department?
When he sells lawnmowers, I automatically pictured like the push lawnmowers. I didn't think about the fact that he could be selling the ones that you ride on.
Ride on the street. Who needs a lawnmower?
Who wants this thing?
Oh, it's used. My God.
You think like used lawnmower salesmen or like used car salesmen, where like they have a lot and like they're just like they have a certain they have like the Snowback Mike energy to them.
But they also sound like Gil from Simpsons, who's also a used car salesman.
Sunday we got
In our live chat on Patreon, Nerf Alice says, is this how the other podcast treats their call-ins? Of course, we're referring to Girl Math. And you know what, we don't know, we don't want to know. You're in timeout, Nerf Alice, so that's what's happening to you there.
I thought you were a big fan of this Girl Math thing.
I love Girl Math.
Okay. Yeah. You don't know if this sounds.
Well, I mean, I see the clips. They show the good clips. I ask Roger to edit out clips from this episode, I think I'm like, oh man, my PC needs a new. Get the fuck out of here.
Fair enough.
You know what I mean?
Fair enough.
And I warn these people. You know what I mean? Don't be jerks when you call in.
I don't think that.
He's been very nice.
The worst we gotten was Zach, who was kind of sad. He was so sad.
Typical PC gamer. Bring me Mr. Hawks. His name's Robert. Bring me Mr. Hawks. Hello, Mr. Hawks, a.k.a. Robert. Where are you calling from, and what's your PlayStation question? You muted? You deafened?
I'm not muted anymore.
Okay. Well, hey, Robert. Hey, Mr. Hawks. How you doing? Where are you calling from? What's your PlayStation question?
I mean, would you believe if I said I was calling from Kansas?
No. Well, I mean, you kind of sound like shit. So yeah, probably.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
Not
I'm
like
just kidding.
You don't
I'm
sound
not
like
calling
a...
from Kansas. Fuck Kansas. I'm in Salt Lake City, Utah.
Yeah, hey, fuck let's Kansas. Go! What's your question? Yeah.
So here's the deal. You giant slice of Gregoroni pizza and a side of all blessed chips. I'm wondering
I like
if you can help me justify a PS Portal.
$200.
I already have a Steam Deck.
Okay, fair.
Mm. Okay.
Yeah.
But, I mean, is that going to be good enough if I want to play the lightning-fast gameplay of Marvel's Spider-Man 2 from Insomniac Games?
I like that.
So you're using the Chiaki thing that me...
Chiaki.
Chiaki, is that how you pronounce it?
Okay, Chiaki, yeah.
I use that. Blessing has used it
yeah,
like I a hot second
it.
Once or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, I use it, and I also use Backbone, but I do both. I mean, hands down, the PlayStation Portal is a step above for that, for remote play than Steam Deck remote playing. Personally, I think, you know, Steam Deck is pretty clunky. This is just a DualSense. So we're already talking about really trying to benefit your wrists. And if you're going to say it's $200 for the PlayStation Portal, how much would going to the doctor for broken wrists, for tennis elbow, for, you know...
tennis elbow.
You know, any other,
that's the route we're going with.
Any of the other horrible ailments. We already know how bad the healthcare system is based on an earlier call.
I played a lot of Steam Deck. I wasn't getting tennis elbow playing that thing.
Yeah, but you didn't play a lot of remote play on it.
Is the remote play the thing that activates the tennis
elbow? Well,
again,
PC games, you jump in for a little bit, you play a little bit, it crashes, it doesn't work, you stop playing.
Fair enough.
Remote play, you're playing off a PlayStation, you're just going to play for hours.
Fair enough.
Look, like, I know the Steam Deck is a PC, but, like, I'm not going to play with a mouse and keyboard. I'm not a fucking monster here.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
So, but I think you all do want to play with a PlayStation controller for a PlayStation game. I think that, for you, as somebody who's previewed the PlayStation Portal,
yeah.
Do you get the DualSense features there too? Or are you getting the adaptive
it's all the
triggers?
Haptics, it's all the triggers.
Oh,
it's all
yeah. The, yeah. That alone, I think, is worth it if you're going to play Spider-Man. Because Spider-Man, of course, is going to take advantage of that stuff.
Yep.
You'd imagine, because it's a PlayStation first party.
100%. You want to feel that. You want to feel that. So you want the best experience you're already having. Again, and I'm jumping, you know, as conclusions as we do in this show. You bought a Steam Deck. That motherfucker is expensive.
Yeah,
so $200 ain't nothing to you. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, like,
you paid at least,
expensive.
What, $400 for this thing?
To go for the big
600?
Boy?
How much was the highest...
Oh, you got the highest Steam end Steam Deck.
Yeah, I got a bonus got from money. Work for starting work, and
he got money.
Yeah, I think you're fine here. I don't think we need to justify it. Again, you've already used remote play. You know you like it. You're talking about Spider-Man. You want to do it there. You've already, and again, this isn't even insulting. I have a Steam Deck, and I enjoy it quite a bit because it doesn't use a keyboard and a mouse, and I guess you use buttons.
Yeah.
You've already jumped through the hoops.
Like a grown-up.
Exactly. You already jumped through hoops to get the taste of it, to beta test remote play in a big boy system.
Yeah,
you're fine. Go do this. You got it.
You know what? Fuck it. Let's upsell you. Like, you might join the PlayStation Link ecosystem right here. Why don't you just get the earbuds as well? Right? Like, I feel like if you're in it this much.
Well, I mean, you work backwards from it, right? So if you say we put 200 on here, right? But then, hold on, that's the opposite way. So we'll put 600 on here. You subtract 200, right? You're down to $400.
Yeah.
Then you want to do the earbuds. That's another $200.
Yeah.
Then you still have $200.
What edition of Spider-Man are you getting?
Probably just the digital deluxe.
The digital deluxe, all right.
So that's what it's
like $80?
$80 probably, yeah.
Do you not want the physical like aspects? Do you not want the statue? Do you not want the cool things? The skills?
No, I mean I just got that Starfield Collector's Edition with the goddamn watch.
Yeah.
So
that makes
my
sense.
Load on collector's editions for the year.
Well, the good news is if you do with everything you've just done, you still have $120 left over from the budget that you had for a Steam Deck. That you're now applying to a PlayStation product, so you're in the money. This is saving you money. This is making you money. You've made $120 you didn't have before.
1,000%.
All right.
You're welcome.
I cannot argue with this.
Nobody can. Thank you very much, Mr. Hawks.
Thank you, and follow the buzzards.
Follow the buzzards. Oh, yeah, Bray Wyatt. He passed away. That was one of his things from Big Baby. For a second, I thought it was a call for like a podcast, and I was like, I clicked. I was like, very sweet. I appreciate that.
I think that was the easiest one so far.
100%.
Yeah.
Again, why? Because it was simple, straightforward.
Yep.
I am a PlayStation gamer, not... I am some kind of mutated lab rat with two heads who started playing on PC, and now I need to be brought to the light.
Fair enough.
You know what I mean? It's too late for you, rat. Get in the bucket. We're going to euthanize you.
Oh, no.
That's how we do it.
In a bucket?
That's how we did it back in the day at the old animal shelter. I didn't ever do it because I was a
volunteer. How many 200 rats did you have at your animal shelter?
Oh, no. I mean, you know, cats and dogs.
Oh, God. No. Oh, God. Are they two-headed? Are these two-headed cats and dogs?
Yeah,
I've
already said too much about the two-page animal shelter. I shouldn't bring it up.
Taking out the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles?
Yo, Call Me Rob is next to the show floor, please. We're looking for Yo, Call Me Rob. Hello, is this Rob? Are you muted? Are you deafened? Are you muted?
Oh, hey, it's Rob.
Hey, Rob, where are you calling in from?
I'm from Indiana, a terrible place.
Oh, the Hoosier State. Okay. Where about in Indiana?
Indianapolis.
Here's the thing about Indiana.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's like a couple major cities, and that's the only place people live in Indiana.
Yeah, that makes
sense. You hear from somebody from Indiana, you say, where are you from? It's never like, oh, Greencastle. It's like, no, I'm from Indianapolis.
Is that a real place?
Yeah, Greencastle? Where my dad was born.
Bad place,
apparently. I never went there. I don't know. He came to Illinois. Rob, what is your PlayStation question?
I saw those new Elite headphones.
Okay.
And I kind of want to buy them, but I don't play online that much. I don't think it's worth it, kind of, but they look really cool.
Well, I mean, let's just stop you right there. This isn't even your $150 investment is what we've got on the thing. You worry about online, of course, because of the microphone, tapping, and all that jazz. Throw that part out the window. Are you worried about keeping someone awake, whether they're in the house or in the apartment next door? Do you have an awesome surround sound system? Are you just using TV speakers? What is your audio setup right now for playing PlayStation 5?
Oh, I just use TV speakers. I got roommates and whatnot.
So. Oh my God, are you kidding me? First off, I'll let you in on a secret. Your roommates hate you. All right, you're playing off the TV speaker. They're just hearing,
Yeah, they're like, is that Dying Light 2?
All right, they're like, oh, no.
Definitely not Astrobot.
they aren't vibing with that for a second. You know what I mean? They want their peace. They want their quiet. Not to mention, let's go the other way for you, right? You need the best quality.
Yeah.
PlayStation's doing their best with the 3D spatial audio and doing the pin drops and tickling.
Yep.
Like, they're trying to emulate that on the TV, but you aren't getting even a fraction of what it could actually sound like coming through and being in these beautiful canes strapped to your
1,000%.
Head.
1,000%. Is it just TV speakers you're rocking? You don't have a sound bar? You don't have any, like, big speakers or anything?
No, I don't have anything like that. Oh, right now. I'm trying to save more money. So
you're making a good investment. Like, this is going to be probably the best option for audio for you on, like, the cheaper end, right? Unless you're going to, like, ball out and get surround sound, which it doesn't sound like you're in the market for. I think jumping to these PlayStation Elite headphones is a good first step. Both me and Greg have used the basic Elites, the PlayStation Pulse headsets. Have you gotten to check out the Elites?
I did.
Preview thing?
They were awesome. They were great.
They're awesome.
I mean, to compare them to the Pulse headset we already have, way less pressure on the top of your head with that. They've restructured that to balance the weight more evenly. And then for me, with a big old head and big old ears, they actually cup over the entire ear. So they're not now, the Elites kind of sit on the very ridges of my ears. Yeah. This one went all the way over it.
I imagine that's good for glasses and stuff, right?
100%.
Do you wear glasses?
I was about to ask that. How's it with glasses? I wear glasses too, so.
Yeah, no, I mean, I have no problem with the Elite right now with my glasses. Or I'm sorry, the Pulse with my head. I have no problem with the Pulse and glasses right now, but the Elite were so cushy, so nice. Yeah, I loved those. And so again, though, like right now we're talking about $150 investment. I'm looking right now on Best Buy, $1,500 for a Sony surround sound system. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, you're saving a lot of money.
I mean, right there, we're talking about you've saved $1,350.
Yeah.
$1,350 right there you saved by doing this and not
investing. So many things to buy with that money. You can buy an RTX 3080 with that money.
Don't do that.
I really like my
RTX 3080. All right, he already said he's not a PC gamer. He's
probably buy a better...
Rob, this is a super simple one. That's a nearly $2,000 savings. You would be a fool not to buy the PlayStation Elite headset.
How'd you get to $2,000?
Well, I rounded up from $1,350. $1,350 is almost $2,000. I mean, come on. What are we talking about?
Fair. I can't argue with that logic.
I want Rob to understand what a great financial decision he just made was.
Greg.
Yeah.
I got a question. How's that controller feel? Because I just ordered it. It's coming tomorrow. The Spider-Man controller.
It feels great. I mean, it's a PlayStation controller. I don't have any DualSense. It doesn't feel different in any way, I would say, to it.
I mean, it looks really
cool. It's gorgeous.
Though. It's nice to, like, look at. The Spider-Man logo is sick.
Like it's going to rub off or nothing.
Oh, no. That's not going to rub off. No.
Yeah, no. Unless you're, like, scratching at it. You're not playing games with your nails, right? Like, I think unless you're, like, scratching at it, you're fine.
Around, you know?
Have your other colored controllers gotten scratched?
My white one's really dirty, but my red and my black are cool.
Yeah, I don't know enough about how they put it on there.
Yeah. Like, when you feel it, it feels like maybe if you scratch at it real hard, it could come off, but...
I don't think your kids are going to go at it and gnaw on it and, like, scratch on it.
How old are your kids?
One's 6, the other is 9.
Oh, you'll okay. be fine.
Yeah, they're not going to come out. You'll be good.
Keep the nail guns away from them when they're using. You'll be fine.
And you put it out of, like, arm's reach.
Exactly. There you go. All right. Thank you, Rob. Right. Do the smart thing. Do it.
Right.
All right. Next will be Matthew Flores. We're on a good track run right now.
Yeah.
We got some good momentum. Good questions. Good kids here. I appreciate that. Matthew, welcome to the show. Where are you and what's your PlayStation question?
Oh, hello. Colorado Springs.
Colorado Springs?
Yeah.
Okay, great.
Welcome.
Hello. My question has kind of changed. The circumstances have changed since I asked my question.
Okay.
But, well, it wasn't even a question. I just said, the way the question was worded, I said that I'd spend, without hesitation, money on PlayStation Premium every month. And since the last few days, I feel like Premium might be stretching it.
Okay.
So
to bring in context, right, for the people that are listening, is maybe missed the news or maybe want to hear our breakdown of the news. Of course, this was talked about on the PlayStation blog earlier this week, that the PlayStation Plus price has increased. They kind of hit it in their blog when they were talking about the PS Plus game updates, which is kind of wild because it's like, whoa, no, this is burying the lead. But their blog reads, it's a new month with a new lineup of PS Plus monthly games for September. The monthly games lineup of Saints Row, Black Desert, Traveler Edition, and Generation Zero will be available to PS Plus members on Tuesday, September 5th until Monday, October 2nd. We also want to let you know that starting September 6th, we'll be increasing the price for PS Plus 12-month subscriptions globally across all benefit plans. This price adjustment will enable us to continue bringing high-quality games and value-added benefits to your PlayStation Plus subscription service. Here are the new prices for PS Plus 12-month subscription plans. For PS Plus Essential, which is the lowest end, you're paying $79.99 in US dollars. For PS Plus Extra, you're paying $135. For PS Plus Premium, you're paying $160 a year, right? And that's up $120 a year. The new prices for the 12-month subscription will remain a discounted rate when compared to purchasing the 1-month or 3-month subscriptions for a 12-month period. So now you're looking at a more expensive version of this thing that you're already trying to justify.
What do you subscribe to right now? You already subscribe to Premium?
Yeah, I got a PS5. Technically, my wife bought me a PS5 like 10 months ago, and I've been subscribed ever since.
Okay.
To Premium.
I don't know how they tackle this at Girl Math. If they ever have the back and forth of like, hey, maybe this isn't a good investment.
Well, we don't have to do exactly what Girl Math does.
Yeah, because I might come in here and say, hey, maybe look at Extra instead of Premium. But before I even say that, though, I want to know, how much are you getting out of Premium? Are you playing the classic games?
Oh, that's what I think I've realized is in the last 10 months I've played.
Oh, absolutely not.
Yeah.
I've beat Hollow Knight like 2 days ago, which is an extra game.
Yeah, I was gonna say that sounds like an extra thing.
Yeah, I've played a lot of extra games is what I've realized in the last 2 days since the announcement.
So I think that puts us in a really good place because it sounds like you are getting your money's worth out of Extra.
I was going to say, now we justify Extra.
Yeah.
So rather than put in $159.99, we're talking about $134.99, $135.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I want a breakdown of the games that you played on it. So you said Hollow Knight you played.
Yes. Okay. I'll boot it up right now. I'm looking.
Yeah.
I
really want to hear it because I think if the money nets out of you've played more games on Extra than like 100, because $135, I think in terms of video game money is easy to get to in terms of the amount.
But keep in mind, again, he's been paying $120. Before this, it was $120 a year for premium.
So we're talking.
So now we're talking about how do we just make up $15?
Because I mean,
you need to find $15 of value on Extra right now, Bless. Yeah. I bet you can do it.
I mean, let's be real, right? You say Hollow Knight is
$15,
and you're playing.
Job's done.
I mean, there you go. You're paying $120, honestly, basically for premium or for Extra because you're not using premium. So yeah, I think that $15 for Hollow Knight already does the job. I'm sure there is more games you're playing. Are you playing games online?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't want to say it. I'm not a PC gamer, but I do play my online games on Xbox. I got the Elite controller over there. I just got the basic PlayStation controller.
I mean, I think on this podcast, we accept Xbox more than PC.
100%. Yeah. Honestly, it's a flip of the coin on how we want to fight on the day. But today, we're consoles are banded.
I think we're genuinely an Xbox positive podcast. When it comes to PC, apparently, we don't give a fuck. But yeah, no, I think, I think this pays for itself, honestly.
Again, we're talking $15. You've already made it up with Hollow Knight. So that just means that in the year of our Lord, 2023 into 2024, you just got to play one other game that's a $15 value, which I assure you, you will.
Yeah.
Oh, you could go get Sea of Stars, right? But I guess that's already out, so that wouldn't help you.
Yeah.
But you know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, but
Inscription's right next to it. And so that's right there. That's another one, right?
Yeah.
You
should play Inscription.
Honestly, you should feel bad because you're stealing money from PlayStation. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
you're really abusing the system, so you should not feel bad at all about this.
Yeah, getting Sea of Stars. You said you got this console, 12 months ago? Did you get to play Stray on it?
No, about 10. I got it whenever God of Ragnarok came out.
Okay.
Gotcha.
And then I did the back-to-back of God of War and then Ragnarok.
Okay. And I'm pretty sure, I think Stray is still available. You can play some Stray.
Even if it's not, I mean, you know,
yeah. I mean, Barrett Courtney really likes it.
Yeah.
It's a great game. Yeah. It's Journey, but with cats.
Great game. I don't know about
that. Yeah. It's sad. Also overrated, but.
Sad. If he's sad, he should go play a PC. Like I said, this is an easy one. We made it to $15 right there and more. So, Matthew, just go to extra. You'll be fine.
Now, I was waiting for the headphone talk. Now, the headbutt, the earbuds, do we think those are worth it? Should I get that with the money I'm saving?
Do you already have really high quality, amazing earbuds for your phone?
So I just lost one of my AirPods, so no.
Have you ever heard of a man named God and or a man named Satan? Because they've just given you a clear sign that you have to do this. Guess what? No matter what, you're buying another pair of earbuds. Are you getting the AirPods, which can only work with an iPhone? They don't work with anything else in the entire world. Or are you going to buy these, which can, or well, with the, if you ever get a remote, the remote device, they only work with that. They only work with that. Or they also do Bluetooth and can connect to everything else. And your PlayStation. Yeah. And you could be using them to play PlayStation. You couldn't do this with your earpods. Be listening to PlayStation and then taking calls and doing that.
Which blows my mind, the fact that it works that way.
Amazing.
Like genuinely, like I do that all the time where I play games and I listen to podcasts at the same time. You're telling me I don't have to wear two sets of earphones or I don't have to turn on the Spotify app on my PlayStation to do that? I can just do my phone and then my PlayStation? That's great.
Matthew, do it. Save the money and do it. These are good financial decisions, okay?
You guys are convinced me, I guess.
Good.
Yeah.
Good, everybody. That's what we do here. We're changing lives.
Great review. You convinced me, I guess.
Final question of the day is going to come from the one and only, the Portland Kevin. We are paging the Portland Kevin. Hello, Portland Kevin. Is your name Kevin, and are you in Portland?
Yes, my name is Kevin, and I am Portland.
Okay. What's your what do we need to do for you here on Gamer Math?
So I've been wanting to buy a PSVR for a while now, and I've been on the fence about it. And I have been wanting to also get some of the Pulse headset to go with it because I really don't like earbuds. Now, I've decided that, like, okay, once it might go on sale, I'll get it, the PSVR 2. But then in addition to that, I want to know, should I also get the Pulse headset, or should I wait until the Pulse Elite comes out? I'm not really that into audio fidelity and surround sound stuff, but that might change if I suddenly get really into VR.
Gotcha. So PlayStation VR 2 is $550. Then the Pulse Elite, I'm going to tell you to go with the Pulse Elite headset. That's $150.
Yeah.
So you can then, okay, that's there. And what I would do is tell you this. Take the $550 for the PSVR 2, subtract the $150 from the headset.
Mm-hmm.
The reason I'm saying that is because buy the headset for sure.
Yeah.
Then do not buy the PlayStation VR 2, and you have now saved $400. You have $400 in your pocket that you did not waste on a PlayStation VR 2.
I'm with that. Yeah. I think that's good
advice. How are those Firewall Ultra reviews?
I mean, I saw one review and it wasn't looking that good.
Yeah.
What, Push Square gave it a 5 out of 10.
5 out of 10 for that one.
Ooh.
My favorite was the screenshot I sent you of the one review on there that I guess I can't find. Oh, there it is. That said, Firewall Ultra PSVR 2 review. How did this happen?
Oh, God.
What?
Oh, my God.
64 on Metacritic right now for Firewall Ultra on PlayStation VR there. So
I would tell you. There are a large number of games that I do want to get for the PlayStation VR 2, though.
What are you talking about? What are some of the games?
Beat Saber.
Sure.
Let's see. Tetris Effect. No Man's Sky. Walkabout Mini Golf. Moss 1 and 2. Also curious about if Pavlov, Demio, Synapse are all any good. Kind of interested in Horizon because of the Jurassic Park element of that kind of thing, walking around among giant robot dinosaurs.
Sure.
I've heard the Light Brigade is really good. So
did you have a PSVR 1?
No, this would be your first PSVR.
No. And I also already own Thumper, so that one is PSVR 2 compatible.
Do you have any of the Resident Evil games already?
Yes.
Are you a Resident Evil fan?
Oh, I loved both of them, the RE7 and RE8.
How do you feel about Gran Turismo?
I think that's cool, but I'm not really a driving sim enthusiast.
Okay. I mean, honestly, like, it sounds like there's a passion there. It sounds like there's something, and especially with you not having PSVR 1, I say go for it. Like I think you'll get enough out of it from not experiencing a lot of those games already. I think a Beat Saber as a new experience, Thumper as a new experience. DMEO I thought was very all right. But like I think if you look at it and you're like, oh, that looks cool, then you might get something out of it.
So what I love about gamer math is all about saving you money.
Yeah.
I agree. You sound like you're into it. We'll put the jokes aside about PlayStation VR 2. But you're willing to wait for a price break. You said that already. Yeah. Right now, taking the original advice I gave you of buying the headset and subtracting that from it, right? I said you saved $400. If you can wait until the price drop, the sale, whatever it'll be for PlayStation VR 2, what, is going to go down to $450? So then we're just talking about $50 in there? Again, you already have Thumper. By the time this gets there, hopefully you'll have other added PSVR 2 games to PlayStation Plus. So you'll have games sitting there that'll eat away at the $50 and it's free. I think then you got a free unit.
Wait out till Black Friday. See if there's anything good out there on Black Friday in terms of deals. There might not be because we're in year one, but like maybe keep a lookout on Black Friday. If not, then keep a lookout for what next year looks like in terms of games. Because maybe if we're lucky and God shines down on us, you get an announcement of Half-Life Alyx, or you get an announcement.
Oh my God.
Listen, if Astrobot Rescue Mission gets ported over to PSVR 2, jump on that shit. Well, there's rumors that were going around this week because there was, I think, like, it got raided somewhere or something like that. Or no, it was a patent. Yeah, there was a patent for Astrobot. If that gets ported onto PSVR 2, I think that might be better timing. But yeah, I think you do have a pretty decent shot at getting PSVR 2 at a discounted rate.
If just the base model or the Horizon bundle both go on sale, which one is the better pick?
Oh, man. You could skip Horizon, save the money.
I agree with Greg. I think you can skip Horizon. I know you're interested in Horizon, but like a lot of the other games we mentioned, I think will be more worthwhile. Unless you're like a super duper Horizon fan.
Yeah. And odds are that'll be free on PlayStation Plus.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Soon.
Yep.
Sometime.
Yep.
Well, there you go, Portland. That was free. Good job, Kevin.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thank you. And thank you to everybody, of course, who called in for this episode. Probably the last of Gamer Math. I think we changed a lot of lives today.
Yeah, I think it was a great episode. I really enjoyed
this. This is a fantastic episode.
Yeah.
It's not real financial advice, as Barrett wants to call out, but it was great advice.
It was real to me, damn it.
It was real to me, damn it. Blessing, we're long in the tooth. Tell me what dropped on PlayStation this week in PlayStation Picks.
Yeah, the drop this week looks like this. You got Crossfire Sierra Squad for PSVR 2.
Another shooter. How did that one do? I'm going to look up.
Yeah, look up what that is. We got Goodbye Volcano High for PS5 and PS4 out of nowhere.
Out of the blue, finally. Out of the blue. We knew it was coming. But.
We got Sea of Stars for PS5 and PS4. We got Under the Waves for PS5 and PS4. Somerville for PS5 and PS4. A wild week, actually, for the drop. We got The Big Con for PS5 and PS4, and then we got Trine 5, A Clockwork Conspiracy out this week for PS5 and PS4. So a pretty good looking week for PlayStation drops. I don't know what just happened. I just had a malfunction.
It's fine. Well, we've been giving off such advice. I'm looking through, not a lot of reviews up for Crossfire. It's a 6 out of 10 on Steam right now, but I'm not seeing a lot of other stuff in terms of reviews. But of course, it's been a rough week to launch anything.
Yeah, a lot of people have been very busy in terms of reviews.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know how the PlayStation VR. COG Connected gave it a 70, so that's the one critic one on Metacritic you could look for. But hopefully we'll have some time to play it with our PlayStation VRs. We probably won't. I'm going to play Goodbye Volcano High.
I honestly do not know where my VR is at. I looked at my room. I was like, where the fuck is this thing?
Ladies and gentlemen, this has been another episode of PS I Love You XOXO, your PlayStation podcast. Remember, each and every week we come together to talk about the things we love and sometimes don't love in the PlayStation ecosystem. Usually Janet's here. If you like that, head over to patreon.com/kindoffunny, where, of course, you could watch us record the show live ad-free. Of course, you get it on demand as an MP3 and video ad-free and oh so much more only on Patreon. However, if you have no bucks to toss away, no big deal. YouTube.com/kindoffunnygames. You can come and watch the show. You can get on podcast services. You can support us when you're playing any of them Epic Games things by putting in kind of funny as the Epic creator code when you're checking out on your PlayStation 5. No matter what, ladies and gentlemen, we'll be here next week with more PlayStation news. But until next time, it's been our pleasure to serve you.